This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
That one's called Get Low.
Get Low.
I've gotten low before.
It hurts my back.
You know, we asked earlier about your worst dates because of that lady who got stuck in a little bit and tried
got
to throw
poo out of
poo
the
window.
Poo out of the
which
toilet.
We've all done before.
Sure.
No. But now there's starting to come in, so we'll get to those a little bit later.
But first,
yes.
We're not alone, are we?
No. We mentioned Melbourne Fringe is on the way.
It's about just around the corner.
Really is. And these young ladies have come in, and I've seen them both work quite a lot, actually. And my God, they're good. It is the one and only Becky Lou and Anna Lum.
Yay!
Hello, hello.
So excited to be here on Wednesday. Pops Popper.
Now, you're, this is the name of the actual nights, because it's more than one night, isn't it? What is the name of it?
It's called Seen and Heard.
Yes. And you've got, my word, the guest list is quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got an amazing lot of guests. They're not all on every single night. It's a rotating lineup, so it's kind of a roster. Most of them will be on multiple nights, but it's...
Surprise special guests.
Surprise. Well, you know, you can look the list up on the Butterfly Club website.
All right.
We'll
give a few of them out as we go along as well, though. But what's the... so if we're going along on opening night, what will we get? What happens on that one?
Well, basically we are a fabulous variety show with a whole bunch of incredible Melbourne and, you know, Australian artists from all different kinds of cabaret disciplines.
Burlesque and everything, isn't it?
Of course. Circus, cabaret.
What about you, Becky? Where's your... What's your main sort of bread and butter?
It has been. I'm semi-retired now, but it has been. If you'd insist. Burlesque. I was very busy with burlesque when it was, you know, during the burlesque revival, when it was the thing.
Well, I've watched you work many times, and my word, there's something very captivating about you, incredibly captivating about you, you know. And I, you know, why retire then? Why, you know, because...
Don't do it.
I'm tired.
Like anything, like cabaret, burlesque, you know, whatever it is, if we see something and it is great, we're willing to watch it till the end of time, aren't we?
Yeah, there's a lot of like shaking and shimmying and swinging things, and I'm getting older. Everything's dropping.
It's actually
you
not.
Know what? That's some of the funnest times, isn't it? You just keep shaking.
Absolutely, and I do. But part of the reason I started Seen and Heard actually is because I was doing all this really physical performance, and it was very highly visual, and I'd, you know, people would come for the way we looked and the way we moved, but I realised that I was never speaking ever in performance, and I was being seen and not heard.
Right. I love it. There's extra meaning.
Yes. So I decided to have a go of going completely the other way and trying highly personal storytelling. I'd seen a few kind of story slams like The Moth and where people are given the task of telling a really personal anecdotal story, and it has to be true. And I thought, I'll give that a go because I'm terrified of speaking in public and really shy and introverted. So why not? Why don't I just let
get
all
over
my
it
secrets
and do
in
it
front
without.
Of audiences?
Yeah.
And I did that in solo shows, and they were quite well received. I combined it with burlesque and physical performance, and then I kind of thought, well, I'm getting a bit sick of the sound of my own voice. and I'm just really interested in other people's stories, and I'd be backstage or at artist bars at fringe festivals and Three Wines In, which is my favourite type of conversation. I can't
stand
it.
It's actually a good name for a
show.
Three Wines In. Well, that, you know, was my general show state at one stage. And I'd be hearing all these incredible stories from these fascinating people, and I thought, well, why not let the audience in on that?
Yeah.
So this show is a combination of the fantastic variety and each performer is also given the task of telling a personal story.
And a real one, as you said.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we won't know, will we?
Well,
but that's the idea of it. We don't want some made-up nonsense.
Yeah, and it's a kind of an incredible insight into performers because often, I mean, some of the performers in the lineup aren't normally people you would see talking or telling stories on stage. So
which
you're getting
you don't, do you?
I have moved a little bit more into acting work over recent years,
yes.
But certainly my foray into kind of autobiographical or storytelling sort of shows is happening more recently. I did a spot in Adelaide with Becky in this show and it was, I was going through some stuff and sort of got up there pretty raw on stage and delivered it and, it's quite an incredible feeling and I think for the audience as well to be part of that breaking of the facade. And
it's the most difficult. It's the most real you can ever be.
It's no BS. No BS.
Raw is the best way to put it, isn't it? And isn't it an amazing feeling as a performer to get into that space and expose this other side of yourself?
Well, that's the thing. And I think I'm sort of responding a lot more or connecting a lot more with work these days that's kind of got that insight and that authenticity and vulnerability and grit. I think we like to say grit a lot, but that's not like that kind of gut feeling where you're sort of like, here's this person up on stage exposing something about themselves, not necessarily their body, but giving
what,
insight.
What lies beneath.
Yeah, exactly. And that coupled with, getting them to see whatever discipline they might perform, whether it be circus or dance or burlesque.
So they're in the comfort zone and then they're out of their comfort zone, isn't it?
It's quite a nice sort of juxtaposition, I think.
Something really special about seeing the thing that is really polished and kind of otherworldly and big and then having that person drop the mask. And because a lot of people do characters as well.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what must be great is that Dean and I, for instance, we natter on wherever we go, but you girls don't as much. And so getting not only you opening up, but opening up in a very real way is even better.
Yeah, it's powerful and I think the audience feels that and responds to that as well. And, it's quite liberating. It's like once you've kind of gone there, it's you just kind of want more. There's sort of something really, very empowering and liberating and freeing and strong, I guess.
Mm. And now don't you go anywhere because we want more out of you. We want more real, and I'm hoping we're going to get your dating story. No, we're not. Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean, and our guests are Becky Lou and Anna Lum. Yes, they are. I wanted to ask, you mentioned about no longer burlesquing, I guess. Does one say stripping? Does one say word, stripping?
Yeah, we do.
It's
an artful strip.
What went to my mind is the incredible Maude Davey, and doing My Life in the Nude.
An incredible show.
I could watch that again now,
have.
Iconic, I reckon.
And she just wanted, she says, I'm not doing that anymore,
Yeah.
I just think, no.
I reckon she could be persuaded.
Yeah, but it's not about what we want as an audience, is it?
No.
It's about whether you want to do that, in any genre, I get it,
There's a lot of different guests for this show. How did you come up with the mix?
Most of them are people who are people who I was a bit curious about and want to hear stories from. This is the fifth season of the show and the first season was mostly burlesque artists because I really wanted to sort of highlight the fact that burlesque performers were not just bodies and they had stories and voices.
Yeah.
After that we had an incredible mix of singers and drag performers. We had Karen from Finance, Wes Snelling.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, well, they're really great.
Dreadful.
You should look them up. Right, up and coming things.
I'm nearly weed.
We love you, Wes and Karen.
We really do.
Some of us do. And this time around, I sort of wanted to get to know people a little bit better.
Good.
It's my way of making friends.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Like, let's make a show.
Rattle off some names. Go on.
So we've got some incredible people. We've got Frankie Valentine, who is a dear friend. She's an incredible burlesque artist and stripper.
Yep.
We have Jesmae St. James, beautiful electronic cabaret artiste. Jessica McCurley, who did a fantastic fringe show last year called Gender Spanner.
Did really well, didn't it?
I'm really excited about her story. She's been writing to me. She's just done Edinburgh and she's travelling around Europe at the moment, and she said that she wanted to talk about... which I think has, I don't know if it's happened yet, but she really wanted to talk to her conservative religious family members about voting yes.
Right.
And, you know, rather than kind of doing the thing where everybody goes, oh, if you're going to vote no, unfriend me.
Yeah. Right.
Actually just engaging and saying, hey, can we talk about this? She might be their only, you know, link to the other point of view. So, I think that's going to be something that's really exciting, and I really want to see how that comes about. I've got no idea how it's going to go. We've got Liz Carlin, who is the director of Bay Dance, which is the Beyonce dance school.
Yes.
Powerhouse.
She's an incredible performer, and she was in her very first season, and she did a dance when she was 8 months pregnant to one that goes, I woke up like this. What's that one? Flawless?
Yeah, Flawless.
It's one of the, they all merge together in my brain. Down. I just dance to them.
Yeah. I mean, go Beyonce. but that was incredible. She was very heavily pregnant. She had backup dancers and it just brought the house down.
Yeah.
Sadly, she couldn't get pregnant again in time for this
one. That's a bummer.
Couldn't organise it, but that's
it, you know, it'll be good anyway.
I noticed another few familiar names of Mama Alto Ho and Kirsty Wee Peck.
Yes, yeah. Mama Alto is just on for one night.
Yep.
I have no idea what Mama's talking about. But
that
if you...
voice.
I
mean,
no one ever does.
That's standard, really.
That voice, though...
Sorry, but you delivered that.
That voice, though, is sent from heaven.
We love Mama. Mama's on last week. Yeah. We're obviously mates and fans.
So Monday, our opening night, is the one to come for Mama Alto.
Great.
We have Kirsty Wiebeck, who is going to be heard and seen, because she, you know, she talks all the time. Can't shut her up.
That's true.
She's going to bust out a secret special cabaret skill that
fantastic.
She has.
Oh, so, that's brilliant. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you can get more details of what nights and who's on if you go to the Butterfly Club website, which is obviously the Butterfly Club.com. It all begins, you mentioned, on the 25th of September, and it's Monday nights, then, is it?
Monday to Sunday.
Monday to Sunday of that week.
The whole week. Every night.
Get your tickets.
And, I mean, it's or you can, of course, go to the Fringe, Melbourne Fringe website.
Yes, do it, people.
Loads of other shows on. We're just highlighting this one at the moment because we think it was going to be great.
Storytelling, variety and grit. Get into it.
Yeah. What would you want?
It's a mixture of everything.
Fantastic.
It's good on you, girls. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much.
All the best.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast. Driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.